ओम ज्ञानं तिमिरं ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on this beautiful song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kabhi Kabhi Bolo Sadi Namar. He's singing the most important word, Gurudev said, in our entire vocabulary, which is Kabhi Kabhi. When will that day come to me? When will that day come to me that all my offenses and chanting the holy name will stop, and moreover, I'll get a taste for chanting the holy name. Trinadapi Sunichena. This comes, he's praying, if I can show respect to all others according to their capacity and bhakti, and if I could not desire any respect for myself, then this opportunity may come into my heart, being tolerant of all disturbances and not being disturbed. This is the quality of the pure devotee. Then he's praying further. Nadanam najanamana sundaring. We find Sri Shastastakam present in this song. Now the fourth verse of Sri Shastastakam, Nadanam najanam. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to the Lord, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Nityananda Prabhu, that when will I be free from desire for wealth, for followers, for to be renowned as a great philosopher or poet or learned person? And when will I be free from the desire for beautiful women or beautiful men? When will this opportunity come in my heart? Moreover, when will I have that positive mood in my heart that without any insincerity, without any duplicity, in a very loud voice, not caring for outsiders, when will I roam on the bank of the Ganges calling out, O Gaur, O Nitai, please, I'm so engrossed in Maya, please give me the shade of your lotus feet. When will I call out to them and only to them for my real happiness? When will Nityananda give me special mercy by giving me the shade of his lotus feet? If one has the shade of the lotus feet of Nityananda, who says, if you follow the instructions of my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna sincerely and you don't get the results, it's my responsibility. I take full charge. So when will I get the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, and by that shade I'll be free from the influence of Maya? Being free from the influence of Maya, I'll be able to relish holding on to the lotus feet of the pure devotees. And at that time also, by the mercy of Nityananda, I'll be able to enter the marketplace of the holy name, chanting with great relish. He also asks for the symptoms, the bodily symptoms of internal taste for the holy name. When will my skin, my complexion pallor? When will tears fall from my eyes? When will I tremble by chanting the holy name? And he concludes, this is the time when I'll be able to preach. When all these symptoms come to me and I have so much compassion, Nama Ruchi Jiva Doya, compassion for all living entities, and taste for the holy name. This is the sum and substance of the teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When will these two qualities come in my heart? And by that, and forgetting all material pleasures, when will I set out to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the ardent prayer of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, teaching us what to ask for, when will this be, not to ask, when will anything else be?
Thank you.
Ajnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-salakya chakshurun-militangyena tasmai-sri-gurave-nama vancha kalpataru bhyasya kripa sindhu evacha patitanam pavane vaishnavebhyo namo mahavadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurakshise gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadale krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya yang prabrajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahakataraya putreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam tavai vasmi najvami tvaya vina iti vijnaya radhe First of all, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhya, Guru Padpadma Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and my Shiksha Guru in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Today is very auspicious, like yesterday, Madhavendra Puripad, the birthday,
disappearance
day, both are same, of Madhavendra Puripad and
Srinivasacharya.
I think that the speakers have told about this, explained. Madhava Maharaj, he has explained. But you should know that Krishna was controlled by Madhavendra Puripad. And in some cases I think Madhavendra Puri is more superior than Prahlad Maharaj too. More superior. I think Prahlad Maharaj cannot touch the lotus feet of Madhavendra Puri. He is the root of prema bhakti, prem kalpataru. And Srinathji Seva he manifested. And he came to him and gave darshan. Prahlad Maharaj Nishing there. And for momentary, but Madhavendra Puripad and Bali Maharaj, often he used to give darshan in Sruta. But Madhavendra Puripad, a special maidservant of Radhika, so hard. He is the root of Braja Rasa, who brought in this world. And then Ishwar Puripad came, and then he gave all these things to Mahaprabhu. Sarva Damodaraya Ramananda, Sarva Goswami, and thus come. So Madhavendra Puri is so high. He has love and affection, special for Radha and Krishna consumers. And also, Sridhi Masacharya, he was the disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he was trained like a Shiksha Guru by Jiva Goswami, and he introduced so many melodies of Kirtan, and he was so high class of devotee that Abharup Goswami, all Goswami depended on him, that you should go to preach in Bengal all the literature written by us, by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. And he took and he was going with his subordinate, Raghunath, Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda. And the way some dacoit looted all the books.
With the bullock cart.
They thought that, full of jewels. The astrologer told to decades, the leader, that, oh, this is full of treasure. And for this they, what?
Stolen
away the cart with whole books. And they kept there. Now the three became mad, Srinivasa and others. Anyhow, Srinivasa Acharya sent both subordinates to Bengal. And I'm here until I will discover the books. And then the king was the leader of all the dacoits. But he was also a devotee. Though he used to loot out so many things, but he used to meditate and hear Srimad Bhagavat especially. There was a Bhagavat Pandit in his council, and he used to come and to read Srimad Bhagavat, explain Srimad Bhagavat. Srinivasa Acharya, in a very simple form, dress, he went there where Bhagavat was going. He was hearing also. When Srimad Bhagavat was finished for that day, then Acharya told, may I explain something about this, what he has explained? Then king, oh yes, I want that you should explain something about this. He was speaking on Gopi Geet or Bhramar Geet, but he could not explain Suha. Then when he stood up and began to explain, oh, himself weeping and making all audience weeping. That has been explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam. All began to move. And then at once the king came and flat down, did pranam sastang and told, I want to take diksha initiation from you and want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he told them, yes. And then he took initiation, he gave initiation. And then king told, I want to give you some donation for this, dakshina.
Guru dakshina.
Guru dakshina. He told, what dakshina can you give? Then you say, as you like, I will give. Oh, you are promising, yes. Oh, then you should try to manage to bring that cart full of all the books. Oh, it is with me. It is with me. And my astrologer told that three persons are coming, devotees from Vrindavan, and they have lot of jewels, more than jewels. And that is why we too. But we could not thought that they are jewels. Now, hearing from you, I now know that they are more than jewels. Jewel cannot give Krishna Bhakti. They cannot help us. But that works for thousand and thousand. You are coming only by that grace. Chaitanya Charitamrita, books of Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all. And they were. So this was Srinivas Acharya, a very high class of devotee. So we pray to their lotus feet that they should sprinkle their mercies to us. Now I want to come on the subject that we begin in Los Angeles. Oh, very, very high class classes there, very attractive, powerful. All inspired in that classes. We finish up to Adav Saddha Tata Sadhu Sangha of Bhajan Kriya. We touched something, Bhajan Kriya. We cannot explain so elaborately. It will take so many years and years. But we did in, we explained the essence of all the Bhajan Kriya. Now I wonder that knowing Bhajan Kriya, we should try to do bhajan and fully what? Fully follow all the principles of bhakti. If you are hearing only, it will not do. We will have to follow. Swamiji came, my Shiksha Guru Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And he instructed all. He wrote so many books. But why? Oh, so many leaders, high class of leaders, they became against him and they left the mission. And again, like hawks and pigs, animal life they began to. Why? So we should know that that chance should not come in our life. So, we should know pure bhakti, not a upadhiki that we explained in Los Angeles. There is bhakti, pure bhakti, there is upadhik bhakti, there are some sangha siddha, arop siddha, karma mishra, gyan mishra, yoga mishra, so many kinds of. Pure bhakti is rare in this world. Very rare. So we should know that what are that unearths that makes bhakti impure. So there are so many. If you are chanting so much but making offenses to Nam, to Vaishnava, to Guru and to Krishna and to epics, that name is Nama Parad, not pure name. And I think that most of us are doing that with offenses. Because we don't know what are the Nama Aparad, what is the Dhamma Aparad, Vaishnava Aparad, Guru Aparad, we don't know. So we should know. And then we should purify our pure bhakti. And it will come. Then we can have Nishtha and then Nishtha to Nishtha, otherwise not. So I want to explain something about anarths. What are these anarths? First of all, 10 kinds of namapara. You remember? All? Not full? Oh. You know? 10? Can you explain? Explain. Oh, don't think that dand is so, dand this is so heavy and we cannot carry it. Don't think it burden, but you should think it Narayan Swarupa, the infestation of Narayan, and it will save you. My Guru, their whole life in the last, when he became some old, he left my tool. More than 70 years, 90. To 60 years.
Your mother of Maharaj took sannyas, you were carried down
there. Yes, everything. Still I have.
Yes.
So don't think it load or any burden. It will save you. But I see nowadays they think like so. So you should know. Oh, then you should define what are 10 namaparad. We should try to be very careful and to give up namaparad.
So now, discussion of Sripaja Mahasya coming to the subject of anatmabhriti. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is written Bahujanma Kodi Yadi Shravana Kirtan Tapunanai Paya Krishna Paya Pramadan. One may chant holy name for millions of births. If one is affected with 10 offenses to the holy name, he cannot achieve success, he cannot gain Krishna, he cannot gain Krishna Prem. So we should try very hard to understand what they are, and by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, give them up very far away. So first, the 10 Namaparads, Vaishnava Ninda.
No. What is written there?
Go.
So question may come.
Why it has been not told Guru? Huh? Why it has been told Satang Ninda?
It said, because it's only a very foolish or ignorant person would blaspheme or criticize his own spiritual master. But it's very hard for us to understand who is actually pure Vaishnava. And also because Vaishnava and Guru is not a different thing. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru is not separate. All bona fide gurus, all bona fide Vaishnavas are our guru. So therefore, because we cannot understand who is actual Vaishnava, like Srila Gaukshala's Babaji Maharaj, he's wandering around with no dhamma, no sannyas, only wearing one cloth. So he's also tasting Krishna Prema, he's behaving sometimes like a madman. So if he came here, what would we do? We could not understand his position, therefore we would criticize him and fall down. So first apparat is Vaishnava Ninda, six types of Vaishnava Ninda. Offense to Vaishnava. Hanti dvaishcha nindati na Vaishnava minandanam krudati na harsham isat patantisha. Six causes of fall down. Hanti means to beat a Vaishnava. Dvaishti, to be envious of a Vaishnava. Nindati, to criticize a Vaishnava. Not to be, when seeing a Vaishnava, not to be, feel happiness, not to feel exaltation. And to feel anger at a Vaishnava. These are six causes of Vaishnava parad. And not to welcome Vaishnava, to feel happy when seeing Vaishnava. Because the holy name is situated in the heart of the Mahabharata. Therefore, if you criticize him in any way, even by mind, then the holy name which is situated in his heart will never manifest in your heart. So one should be very careful. Also now, number three coming is Guru Vagya. To disobey the order of the spiritual master. At the time of initiation, the disciple makes promises. Avoid sinful activity, intoxication, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling. At the time of initiation, the guru makes a promise to the disciple, I will take you out of this ocean of birth and death, put you in the Goloka Vrindavan. But the disciple also makes a promise, because the relationship between guru and disciple is reciprocal relationship. So the time of initiation, one makes a firm promise. If one breaks those regular principles, that means he is disobeying the order of spiritual master. Therefore, the mercy of the spiritual master cannot come upon him. So to think, or Sanskrit I'm not fully sure of, but to...
No, what about is, if anyone not obeying his guru, then what is this?
This guru avagya, disrespect to the spiritual master.
Guru avagya or aparad. What?
Same thing. Disobey order means to disrespect him, not to give full worship to him, call respect. It's apparat.
Oh. Guru Avagya is apparat, but more against doing something, beating him, criticizing him. Oh, this is more. Then bhakti will come. Be uprooted by elephant, mad, nama aparad. So we should always care. I think that you should not criticize anyone, even he is not devotee. By criticizing, all bad qualities come to you, in you, and then you will be devastated from bhakti. So what to tell a guru, a Vaishnava? Oh, you should not criticize anyone. You can pray something for him, but not criticize. But if Guru is there and he is telling something about that, be careful of, this is not criticizing. To save disciples, he can tell. Go on. After that.
So the glories of the Holy Name have been described exclusively in the Shastra. Veri Ramanaya Cheva Purani Bharatatava Adavante Chadamadde Cheva Hari Sarvatta Gyeti. If we look in all the Vedic scriptures, only one thing is described in the beginning, the middle, and the end. That is the glories of the Holy Name. So to think that the Holy Name is Artavad, that means all the Vaishnavas, in order to encourage everyone to chant the Holy Name, they have described the glories, but actually the glories are not so high. For example, Sri Haridas Thakur, he was in the house of Sri Raghunath, after Raghunath Das Goswami, his father. So discussion was going on, so Sri Haridas Thakur said, খেলায় মুক্তি পাবে এই সর্বপ্রণিধান করে করে নামাবাস রূপে মুক্তি পায় ইন দিস কালিয়ুগা ওয়ান ক্যান ইজিলি অ্যাটেইন মুক্তি সিম্পলি বাই চ্যান্টিং নামাবাস দ্যাট মিন্স দ্য শ্যাডো অফ দ্য হোলি নেম সো ওয়ান ব্রাহ্মণা গোপাল চাম্পা হি বিকেম ডিসগাস্টেড উইথ দ্যাট স্টেটমেন্ট অর হাউ ইউ ক্যান সে সিম্পলি বাই আ শ্যাডো অফ দ্য হোলি নেম ওয়ান ক্যান অ্যাটেইন মুক্তি Mukti is not obtained even after millions and millions of lives of Saran Bhajan. And you are saying just by Sankirtam, Parihashambhas, Dhamam Hilaya Mevala, even by chanting and neglectfully indicating something else, you can attain Mukti. It's not possible. If Mukti is obtained by this, then I cut off your nose. Sri Namachari Haridas Thakur said, if Mukti is not attained by Namabhas, don't worry. I'll cut off my own nose. So because that Ravana made offense to the feet of Haridas Thakur, he could not understand the glories of the holy name. In 3 days, he attained leprosy, his nose and his lotus-like fingers dropped off. So this is called Arthavad.
This is Arthavad.
No, one should not do Arthavad to holy name.
Go on.
So, moreover, also, if one worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, for his multifarious incarnations. If one worships Vishnu and the demigods in the same platform, this one type of namaparad, isn't it?
No.
Saying, Yastunarayan deva brahma rudadi devata samatvaneva vikshana sapasandhi duvambhavet. If one worships Brahma or Rudra or the other demigods on the same level as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sapasandhi duvambhavet, he's called pasandhi or an offender. So, one time, also one should not try to interpret the holy name. For example, many people, they go to the scripture, they look in the dictionary, Hare Krishna, they try to give mundane explanation of the holy name. One time, the leader of the Balabh Sampradaya, he came to Puri and he said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O Mahaprabhu, I have given a commentary on the holy name. Would you like to hear it? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't know any other description of the holy name. I know that the holy name is Shamasunda. I know the holy name is Yasodhanandan. So this way, Mahaprabhu never liked to hear any mundane explanation of Mahamantra. Mahamantra is directly Radha Krishna. So, also, one.
After that?
To disrespect the Vedic scriptures. Especially Bhakti Shastra, to in any way minimize them, or to disrespect them, or to criticize, or by mundane tarkana pravistana, by your mundane intelligence, try to cut the idea of the Vedic scriptures, this is also one type of namaparad, because the name and the Shastra is not a different thing. So to criticize the Shastra, which is nothing else but the Mahamantra, by criticizing Shastra, you're directly criticizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So most importantly, is in the 10th one, is to mind while chanting Harinam, to maintain mundane attachments. So this is to chant inattentively. This is the main one we all aim also.
Chanting Harinam, but even he has so much attachment to body and thinking that I am this body. This is also namaparad. Knowing the glorification of name, and we are not chanting, not giving respect to name, and keeping fits like that, chanting Hare Krishna, sleeping. This is also offense. And you should not give initiation to anyone who has no Shraddha in name.
What is the initiation?
So, we should not make any disciple. Otherwise, in future, they will quarrel, and they will quarrel with their Gurudev, and they will give up Gurudev, and also Krishna they will give up. So, we should not make so many disciples also. Be careful for all this. What is Dhammaparat? Who will? You? Dhammaparat.
Gananjana Shalakaya
Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
So, just as you have 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy names, so in the same way, you have 10 offenses towards the holy Dham. So, they're similar. Just as the first offense of the holy name is to blaspheme devotees. So, in the same way, the holy Dham, to make some blasphemous statements about the holy Dham, to consider the holy Dham to be a material place, and not to honor its transcendental nature, this is first offense. Second offense to the holy Dham is to have some mundane conceptions in the holy Dham, to come to the holy Dham, and rather than staying in the holy Dham and engaging in devotional activities, but to come and want to make some material profit whilst in the holy Dham, doing business, etc., trying to make some material gain in the holy Dham. This is offense to the holy Dham. Three, to commit violence to the residents of the holy Dham. That one should see that whoever has come and taken shelter of the holy Dham, whether they have taken birth in the holy Dham, they're living in the holy Dham, they're coming, they're doing bhajan in the holy Dham, that then they're greatly fortunate personalities. Just as Srila Gauri showed us Babaji Maharaj. When any resident of Navadvip Dham would come, then immediately he would give them all respects, honoring that, oh, a resident of the holy Dham has come. And in this way, he would show that we should always give proper respects to those who are residing in the holy Dham. Of course, when we say, who actually is a Dhambasi? Who actually is a real resident of the holy Dham? Then one who actually has realized the glories of the holy Dham, who can see that the holy Dham is Chinmoy Vastu, that is transcendental, and they have that transcendental vision. Really, they're residents of the holy Dham. Really, they're Brijbasis. But nevertheless, you may have those personalities who are within the holy Dham. They may be Brahmanas. They may not be performing Aikantiki Bhakti, one-pointed devotional service. But still, they should be respected, as well as those others who are living within the holy Dham.
Thank you. There are also some things. There should be no seva parad. In doing archan, we should know fully how to do archan and then follow archan. Other neglecting, not obeying the shastra about this, maybe dhamma shiva. There are 36 kinds of, 32 kinds of seva parad. So we should know and try to be careful from them. If all these aparats has gone, even there is something anartha, and that what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Madhurya Kandamani, he has explained, and that are Utsamayi Gharan Tarala and all. If bhakti is not perfect, not pure, then this stage is there. And very critical at that time, very critical. If at that time no test is coming, whether you have left your position, your worldly wealth and reputations and your wife, children, even, but no nishtha, then you are bound to go down. So we should know what is anishthita bhakti. You, in brief. You should know and try to be very careful. Otherwise, name will not be perfect and pure.
Om Gaurati Marandasa Gaurandana Salaka Chakshur Nulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev, order me to explain briefly the six types of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. When someone is practicing the angas of devotional service, before, while there is still some anatta, then their practice will not be characterized by nishta, steadiness. The unsteadiness that they experience has been categorized into six aspects. The first one is called utsahamayi. Utsahamayi is exactly like when a small child goes to school for the first time. And then they begin to write. They learn how to write the letter A. A for apple. B for ball. Like this. And then they go back home and they tell their mother and father, "Oh, I am a very great student. I can write A for apple and B for ball." Actually, they have no idea of what it means to be a student. They've learned only a few things. But now they think that they have learned many things and they're very qualified. And because of this, they become full of enthusiasm. So much enthusiasm. But this enthusiasm, oh, it is false. It is coming from their pride. This is called utsahamayi, or false enthusiasm. What will happen after some time? They will come to a stage. The next stage of Anishtita Bhakti is called ganatara.
Apply this to the devotion line. That a boy who are initiated, oh, he thinks that by name, oh, we have achieved everything.
So, similarly, if we apply this analogy to the devotee, some person, he approaches the spiritual master and he receives Harinam and Diksha. And then, oh, he learns one or two verses like this. And then he thinks he's very qualified. He understands all Siddhanta and Shastra and he's a very great devotee now. But actually, he's in the most beginning stage, not even born yet. Yet in his mind, he's thinking he's great, and from this false conception of himself, he has so much enthusiasm. But what will happen? Oh, after a little time, some difficult challenges may come in his spiritual life. So the next stage is called Ganatarla. Gana means condensed, and Tarla means diluted. In other words, the intensity of his endeavor is not continuous. Sometimes he can show enthusiasm, and other times he just cannot get out of bed. He cannot move. He has no enthusiasm at all. Why? How will it come? Just like a child. After a few days, he went to school, and the teacher told him, "You should write the word scissors." So he writes, S-I-S, no, wrong. Oh, S-I-C, no, wrong. S-I-C-I-S-O, no, wrong. He's trying to write the word. Again and again, he makes a mistake. And the teacher chastises him. Then he says, "Oh, this studying is useless. Why do you have to do this studying? This is not important. Who needs this studying?" And he becomes frustrated. And he wants to give up studying even. So similarly, the devotee, when he goes a little further in his spiritual life, and then he finds out, "Oh, what I'm doing is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti is very high. There are so many stages to go through. Or it may take many lifetimes even." And then he may become discouraged. His spiritual master asks him to do something, but he finds it very difficult. So he becomes discouraged, and sometimes he's enthusiastic, sometimes not. This stage is called Ganatarla. The next stage is called Vyudhavikalpa. Vyudhavikalpa means when the mind is oscillating like a pendulum. It swings one side towards renunciation, then it swings back the other side towards material attachment. The devotee is thinking, "Oh, I see that the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most of them were in household life, like Srivas Thakur and others. They were very qualified, they're in household life, and it wasn't any obstacle for them. So I can also be in household life, and it will not be an obstacle." Then the next moment he thinks, "Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left his household life. Completely left everything when he was so young. He left his old mother and young wife behind just to make progress in bhakti. So I should also be like that. I should not become entangled in material life. I should be completely renounced." And then his mind thinks, "But I should not be artificial. We should try to be honest. I have so many attachments coming in my mind. And if I become artificial about this, then it may rise up at some kind of psychosis or anything, or phobias and things like this." And he makes some psychological adjustment. Thinks, "I should not be renounced. I should be honest with myself. I should get married." And then he thinks, "But Raghunath Das Goswami, he ran away. He was mad, but he ran away from home. No, I should be renounced. Better to be renounced. There are no obstacles. You have more time to do bhajan. So in this way, this is called Yula Vikalpa. His mind is swinging from side to side like a pendulum, and he cannot decide whether to renounce the world or whether to follow the path of Grihastha Dharma. After this, he can come to the next stage. The next stage is called Vishaya Sangara. Vishaya Sangara means fighting with the objects of sense gratification within the mind. He makes a vow. Okay, that's it. I'm not going to eat any more chocolate. And all day long he's thinking, I'll never take chocolate my whole life. I'll never take chocolate. And he's thinking chocolate all the time. And before he knows it, his friend says, hey, do you want to buy a chocolate chip? And then, oh. He's fighting with his mind. And the very thing he was fighting with, he ends up becoming entangled in that. So this is called Vishaya Sangara. After some time, another stage is there. That is called Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means the inability to maintain vows. The devotee thinks, evam brata swa prinama kirtya jatana raga druta chitta utchay. If I make a vow to chant, 1 lakh harinam, or 2 lakhs harinam, even, then very soon I'll get Krishna praying. So he follows his vow for 1 or 2 days, then on the third day he becomes sick, he has cough and cold and a headache, and he cannot do anything. Even he doesn't touch his mala that day. So again and again, he tries to make some strong vows in his life, but he has inability, he has no strength to follow them. This is called Niyamakshama. Then the next stage is called Tarangarangini. Sixth stage. Tarangarangini means, Rangini means enjoying or playing in the taranga, the waves. If a devotee is trying to follow the principles of pure bhakti very, very nicely, he may not be very advanced, but he's trying to follow everything nicely. After some time, others will see, he's a very high class of devotee. We like him. And they begin to give so many facilities, so much money, and gold watches, and cars, and donations of land, and temples, and many things come to him. Now, instead, before he may have been somewhat sincere, and looking inside, and trying to search out the service of his Ishtadev, but now his mind is going outside, and he's looking towards the money, the donations, the land, the respect, the name and fame, and all of these things. And the intensity of his bhajan becomes diluted because he starts to take it easy. He becomes somewhat leisurely and he begins to enjoy the facilities that mixed bhakti afford. If someone will practice mishra bhakti, bhakti which is mixed with impurities, such as karma, jnana, and yoga, then it is inevitable that it will produce, it will attract so many material results. And one becomes entangled with those things, and they become a great impediment in spiritual life. So when the devotee has overcome these six types of anishtita bhakti, then, still not in nishtha, there are a few more things he'll have to overcome. We will hear this from the Lotus Lips of Srila Gurudev.
Govinda Jai Jai Gopal.
Govinda. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Jai Jai Govinda,
Jai Jai Gopal, Jai Jai Govinda,
Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Jai
Govinda,
Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Govinda, Jai Jai
Govinda,
Govinda,
you have passed that stage that he described, still Nishtha is not there. There are so many things to do. But I know that this is very critical time. In this stage, no Nishtha, no Ruchi, so they gave up all the devotional activities. We should be at that time very careful. We should know something, still something is to do. And can you tell about life, Bhikshe, Pratipatti, Yosef, explain.
I'm asked to speak something more about the obstacles, we call persistent obstacles in the attainment of Nishtita Bhakti or Nishtita Bhajana Kriya. We've heard about Anishtita Bhajana Kriya and then Anartha Vritti. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that the order of the sequence is Anishtita Bhajana Kriya, then Anartha Vritti, and then Nishtita Bhajana Kriya. So there's still five obstacles in the way. Also, just as a small note, there's four kinds of anartas. We've heard of the aparads, and there's also those anartas that come from sukrit ota, our own past pious activities. Sometimes we see someone who's very handsome or wealthy or very intelligent finds it difficult to surrender to Sri Guru because he has so much good karma that it's difficult for him to feel humble or to take instructions from others. So this is sukrit ota.
Don't mix them. Come down. What is lie?
Sleepiness. This is an obstacle.
When I was speaking, so many were sleeping. this is lie. Don't sleep.
And there are three gradations of lie. Generally, we'll see during the kirtan, like Gurudev just called for a kirtan to make sure no one was in lie. So this will wake everyone up. So we generally see difficult if you're jumping around and dancing in the kirtan to fall asleep, although it does happen. Then also, progressively, while one is...
Once I was speaking something and kirtan was going, and a person was sitting on a box, and when kirtan began, like mridanga and all were dancing. At once he fell down from the bed. One person, he went to Thakurji room for worshipping, archan. And he was not coming till 3 hours. Then our Pujyapad Nishing Maharaj, he knew something that why he is not coming. Then he possibly opened the door and he was seeing that he was sleeping. This is lie. So you should be try to be careful.
Srila Gurudev, I used to think when I was a new devotee, I'd see Brahmins and they would be sitting chanting their Gayatris and then falling asleep. I sleep. When you become advanced, you hold on to the string and it causes you to fall asleep.
Give him.
This is another stage of lie. The second stage is while hearing. First, during kirtan, one may have a tendency to sleep. Secondly, during hearing Harikata, and finally, as Sripad Sajjan Maharaj has described, while one is doing smarana or remembering the
especially more. When we will speak or explain tattva, then so many will sleep.
Because tattva is very hard sometimes.
So in the time to time, I tell that you should dance and do.
The next of the five persistent obstacles is vikshep, which means distraction. One becomes distracted while doing devotional service, and the best example of this, of course, is gossiping during japa. And there are many others, of course. But this ability to be distracted from one's service is called vikshep. Then apratipati, This means to be inattentive or indifferent to devotional activities. Just like we may hear, oh, some nice devotee is giving Hare Katha class. Oh, but I had to walk so far. Or, well, I had so many things I have to get done first. And so we're indifferent. We want to make the best in our bhakti, but this obstacle comes where we're not always eager to always be absorbed. Then,
if you are chanting and remember your guru mantra, oh, so many
thoughts.
Huh?
Different idea coming.
Coming. Because at that time they see that, oh, his mind is empty. So many kinds of
thoughts
are coming. Oh, what will be that? What is that? Oh, I should try to control somebody. I should. Oh, so many activities comes in the remembrance. And thus, mala is in hand, but kind of chanting. And after some time, oh, what I am doing? So this is also big shape.
After Patipati, then we have...
If you are here, keep your mind and heart here, and here, all the... But if you are here, are thinking that, oh, I have left my children at home. And you are thinking about that. And they are thinking that, oh, my husband is. Oh, very lucky that he is in the association of high class of Vaishnava and always here. And what he is doing? He is thinking of them. So they are better than you.
And they will be benefited.
And they will benefited and you lose. Oh, there is a story. There was a sadhu who went to Navadvip and he was just staying in a dharmashala or anywhere. Dharmashala, you know? And he was just staying. And he saw, there is a
prostitute.
Oh, in front of me in a house, and she's singing and so doing, and so many bad persons are coming. Oh, what this nonsense? Whole night doing. And prostitute was doing. Oh, this sadhu is so high class. He is remembering Krishna, hearing Hari Katha, meditating and serving and doing archana. And how I am fallen.
Unfortunate, could not go to him even also.
So she was repenting there. In the meantime, death messengers came to that person, sadhu. Oh, why you have come? To take you. Where?
To hellish planet.
Heaven? No.
Hellish planet, not
off. Hellish planet. Why? Oh, I'm not that. Oh, she is like that. You should go to her and you should take... I'm not so culprit. Oh, no, no. We have come especially because Jamraj has told us to bring that special person, like he is always remembering that prostitute and her activity. So, bring him. And for that prostitute, he was also going to die. Oh, at once messenger of Vishnu came and took away. And she was telling that I am not that person. Oh, you should go to. I have done so many bad activities. So you should know also that. Here thinking, here Harikatha, but you are thinking, oh, here, there. And those who are not here, they are thinking that they are fortunate, they are associated. So you should not send your mind and heart anywhere else. Oh, you should be careful for this. Then more?
Kasai means the tendency towards one's bad habits. In the past, we were always subject to so much anger, greed, lust, these qualities. So we're trying to control them as devotees, but then we become angry at the other devotees, or we may feel lust toward devotee, or we may feel... agreed to, oh, he has so much money, he is flying around the world with Gurudev, why don't I have money? So like that, we may, these bad qualities that we have in material life may come back again in our devotional life. And then rasasvad means rasa, one has, when one has a choice between doing devotional service or engaging in material sense gratification, he chooses to engage in sense gratification, his material loss.
Thank you. Even Nishtha has not come. No Nishtha. There are so many things. If you want to know all these anaps, you should read Bhajan Rahasyam. And there we will see that there are at least 16 kinds of anarth. There you can. We are going to tell very shortly and briefly. If it, we have crossed these, even there are so many things, can you tell? You? No, you can tell.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य जनाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः.
Don't think that it is not essential to hear. Don't think like that. Otherwise, chanting name and harikatha will not do anything if you are not neglecting all these things. So be careful for all these things. Then your name will be pure, your harikatha will be pure, everything pure. So you should hear and be careful.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, as Srila Gurudev command me to discuss about more anartha, Srila Gurudev described here very short, that if you want to know and overcome from anarthas, you have to go through Bhajan Rahasya, compiled by our seventh Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He narrated there very elaborately about four anarthas, and all four anarthas, four into four, 16 types. Moreover, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in his Madhurya Kadambini, though you overcome from that Utsamai Ghanatarala and Loy Vikshep, etc., still some anarthas are there in very minute form. What are those? Sukriti Uttha, Duskriti Uttha, Aparad Uttha, Bhakti Uttha. What is Sukriti Uttha? Which you have done
what
past.
Sukriti Uttha, any word?
Sukriti Uttha means coming from pious activity done by your past birth. Just like Sipat Bhakti Sarma, I want to explain that due to your past activity in which you done, you have done past births, like someone very handsome, someone very wealthy, someone very intelligent, for them very hard to surrender lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev and very hard to sit with all Vaishnavas. Oh, I am so aristocrat family. I come from aristocrat family. How I can sit all these fallen souls? Not possible for me to sit together with them. And they cannot, they not care for any Vaishnavas. Just like, I can give one example. Once Narada Rishi was traveling and two sons of Kuber, Nalkubar and Monigri, they are playing with angels. Seeing Narada Rishi, that girls, they took their cloth and hiding behind a tree and paid their obeisances. But two boys, Nalkubar and Monigri, became very angry and told, "Oh, friendly person, you have no other way to die for your die? Why you come here?" In these circumstances, Srimad Bhagavatam has told, Janmai Sarja Sruta Srividamana Madhapuman Naivar Hattavi Dhatumbai Tamakinchana Gocharam. If you take birth from an aristocratic family and you have too much oil,
very beautiful,
and very beautiful, very handsome, and very intelligent, then, and very educated, then false ego bound to come and you will be popped up. Oh, how I can respect Vaishnavas? So if for this quality, material quality is there, for them very hard to surrender with Vaishnavas. Why we achieve all these things? Due to Sukriti Uttha Anartha.
So what became of Nalkubarmani group?
And Narad Rishi is so merciful, causeless merciful, that, oh, the son of Kuber. Kuber is a devotee. Oh, I have to do some welfare for them. They curse, oh, you are like jar, like inert. Okay, you will be tree. Then they feel immediate. Their sense going to be down, down, down. Then they fall flat on the lotus feet of Narad Rishi. Oh, Prabhu, please excuse me. Narad Rishi told, my word is infallible. It never go in vain. But I can make some concession for you both. You will be tree, but you will be tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. When Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna incarnate in this world, by his touch, you will be delivered from this world again. So, any saintly person, highly bona fide Uttam Mahabhagavati giving you curse or benediction, both are same. If Narada Rishi will never give it to curse, there is no chance, maybe very small chance, to get liberated from this position. But Narada Rishi, what he did? When Krishna incarnate, Sattavidhatum Nijabhitta Bhasitam. Narada Rishi cursed them that Krishna will touch you and deliver you from this world. So keep the Narada Rishi's word true. Krishna touched them when Mother Yashoda binded Krishna with grinder mortar. By that touch, they delivered from this world and they became Madhukantha and Snigdhakantha. They are glorifying Krishna's pastime in the council of Nanda Maharaj and other Brajavasis. Madhukantha in one group and Snigdhakantha in another group. Some in Gopis group, some in other Brajavasis group. Snigdhakantha, other Brajavasis group explaining Krishna's pastime and Madhukantha explaining in Krishna's pastime in Gopis group, like Madhusneha and Ghritasneha. So this, why it happened? For them, these four qualities, material qualities, due to Sukriti Uttha Anartha. Duskriti Uttha Anartha. What bad activity you have done in your past birth. For this, you have to suffer so many ways. Like if you see in 7th canto, there one slok is there. Which bad activity you have done, for this what kind of disease you have to suffer. They explain in Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. So why this disease is coming? Then you can understand which activity you have done in past birth. Like taking alcohol to kill others is explained clearly in Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur commentary. Why? Due to Duskriti Uttha Anartha. You are thinking, oh, I am doing bhajan, I never criticize anyone. Why this bad thing is coming to me? Why? Due to Duskriti Uttha Anartha, which you have done in our past birth. So you have to be careful. And Duskriti Uttha, Sukti Uttha, Bhakti Uttha. Bhakti Uttha means not Parabhakti, not Uttama Bhakti, Aparabhakti. When you are in Aparabhakti stage, not pure Bhakti has come yet, then what happened? You are getting so many name and fame. Then you said, oh, ki chinu ki honu, what I have, I had, what I became. Oh, people are glorifying me so much. They are praising me so much. They are worshipping me. Oh, I am greater than any bona fide Vaishnava and bona fide guru. I am greater than anyone in this world. You become popped up. If you popped up at that time, you very have to be very careful. There is so many chance to fall down from your position. Getting their praise and name and fame by your followers who love you, you become very cheerful. And you interpreting, you are representing the wrong Siddhanta. And all people are laughing, you are thinking, oh, I am being so nice. and become very cheerful. And later on, is go to one other Vaishnavas who knows our Siddhanta or Guru Pad Padma. Then what will be? Then you will be chastised by them, or they will check you, don't do so. Then you will be tearful. For this, first tearful, then tearful. Have to be most careful. Otherwise, you have to suffer so many ways. What has happened? Due to aparad uttha bhakti, bhakti uttha anartha. And aparad uttha anartha. Which aparad you have done, like namaparad, sevaparad, dhamaparad, vaishnavaparad. For this aparad, you are suffering so many ways. You think, oh, I am not doing nothing. But which aparad you have done past birth? We could not advance in Krishna consciousness so rapidly. Think, oh, somebody came later on me and is rapidly so much. But I could not do so. What is the cause? Because I have done so many aparad in past birth. For this reason, I am suffering so many ways to rapid, so many obstacles coming to rapid progress in Krishna consciousness. So have to be careful all this. When you overcome all these things, then Srimad Bhagavat has told, Nashta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati maistiki. Nashta prayesu abhadresu, abhadresu means anartha, not completely gone yet. Nashta prayesu abhadresu, some anartha is still there. Then what have to do? Nittam bhagavata sevaya. You have to serve Bhagavat every day, eternally. Two Bhagavats are there, Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. Under guidance of Bhakta Bhagavat, you have to serve Granta Bhagavat. If you do so, then one day will come very soon, then your bhakti will be noisticky, transferred into nistha. Then all some hope, then we should not deviate from our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Bansha kalpata rubhasya kripa sindhu bhairaka patita mantala mantra vajasya rubhya namo namaha.
First four on earth. First four. Sarup. Sarup bhanti.
Chakshu unnitam jena tasman shri gurudeva namaha.
Sarup bhanti. And then, what
is Jam? Kripa Sindhu Cha. Patita Nam
Bhavan.
Vaishnava Devyo Namo.
Asat Krishna.
So, Shri Gurudev.
You should go. First four. So that's the Rubalya.
Only Shri Brahm.
So, Shri Gurudev.
So, describe four name and then.
Shri Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the anarthas which are described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Bhaja Mahasaya. So first is Swarup Brahm. This is illusion about one's identity. This Swarup Brahm, it has four divisions. Paratattva Brahm, Sadhya Sadhan Brahm, what's it? Bhakti Virodhi.
Sasarupi.
So the first is Paratattva Brahm, that one has illusion about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For instance, many people from Hindu culture, then they will think that Lord Shiva, he is supreme, Durga, she is supreme, that
Ganesh
is supreme. And in this way, they will think that all different demigods, that they are supreme. And they will not understand. Ete chamsa kalapum sab Krishna stu bhagavan swayam. Indrayi gakulam lokam mridiyanti yuge yuge. That Sri Krishna, he is Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which Krishna? Not Dwagadish Krishna, Matraj Krishna, but Vrajadinandana Krishna in Vraj. That he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has his incarnations and expansions. So, more subtly, that one may be worshipping deities, and maybe worshipping Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman, etc. And worshipping all with thinking that all is same, that all is same mood. Not understanding that according to tattva vichar, that there's no difference between Krishna, Ram, Narayan.
But according to Rasvita, according to Mellows, that then that there is speciality, and that Krishna in Vrindavan, that he is topmost. So without understanding this, this also is Paratattva Brahma.
If a person is worshipping in one throne,
one
singhasan, altar, Radha Krishna, Gaura Nityananda, and also Baladev Prabhu, and also he has kept there Ramachandra, Nishinghadev, then what is this? Pure bhakti or not?
No, because one should understand that according to the different deities that one is worshipping, then there are different moods. That Radha and Krishna, they're in Vrindavan. So you cannot worship Radha and Krishna and also Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, they're in Ayodhya Dham. And
if anyone worshipping Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityanand in same altar, is it right?
No, it's not.
Why?
Because you're worshipping Radha and Krishna. And Radha and Krishna, they engage in their divine pastimes. But at the same time, worshipping on the same altar, Gaur Nityanand. Who is Lord Nityananda? Lord Nityananda is Balaram. Lord Balaram, he is elder brother of Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, their pastimes will be inhibited by the presence of Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda. So in this way, worshipping all together, then it will create some, there'll be some fault.
Go.
Then next, Jiva Brahma, an illusion about the identity of the living entity. For instance, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, Jivaras Rupa Hoy, Krishnara Nityadas, that the living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna. So this indicates that we are all servants of Krishna, that we all have been serving Krishna, that we have all come from that place, the Loka Vrindavan, from Vaikuntha. But the next line says, Krishna tatasa Veda Veda Prakash, Krishna tatasa Shakti Veda Veda Prakash, that what is the origin of the living entity, that the living entity is emanating from the tatasa Shakti, that this region, which is the borderline between the material and the transcendental world. So one who is, first of all, in ignorance of one's identity as a minute part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, eternal servant of Krishna, and one who is in ignorance about one's origin, then this all comes under the category of Jiva Surup Brahma, Jiva Brahma. Then next is Sadhya Sadhan Tattva Brahma, that one will not understand what is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to achieve Krishna Prema. And what is the process to achieve Krishna Prema is to take to the process of bhakti. So many people, they may take to the process of karma, jnana, yoga, in trying to achieve the ultimate goal. So this is illusion. And even one comes to the process of bhakti, but is not clear, first about what is the goal. So many times Srila Gurudev quotes, Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya Bhavasa Sadhana Bidha Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Praktam Vidhi Sadhyata. That to perform sadhana bhakti, then first one has to set eye on the goal. That what is the goal? That we want to achieve bhav bhakti. And this, where is this bhav bhakti? This Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya. That this mood is eternally there, is situated within the heart. But also, it's situated within the hearts of the Nityaparikas, eternal associates. So one who is rendering devotional service in Anugatya, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, who is endowed with Surup Shakti, the transcendental energy of the Lord, then that Surup Shakti, coming originally from Srimati Radhika, coming through the Nityaparikas, and then coming through Guru Parampara, and through Gurudev, this will also come into that devotee who is performing with that one-pointed goal. One may be chanting Hare Krishna, engaged in deity worship, engaged in so many services. But if one hasn't got mind fixed on the goal, that what is it that I want to achieve, then this will be this type of illusion, such as sudden tattva brahma, ignorance about the process of devotional service. So hence we see that I can speak for myself, engaged in devotional service for over 20 years, but not making very, very steady, rapid progress. Why? Because of this this anatta, this illusion of not being fixed, focused, one-pointed, and very enthusiastic to achieve the goal. So what is the goal initially to achieve Bhav Bhakti? So then we should have some idea, some conception. What is Bhav Bhakti? What is Thai Bhav? The different ratis, Shantarati, Dasyarati, Sakyarati, Vatsalyarati, Madhurarati. And then from there we should know what is Bibhav, Alambana, Udipan, then Vishaya Alambana, Ashray Alambana. Then we should know what is Anubhav, what is Asasatvikbhav, and what is Vyabhichari Bhav. Then having some conception of what this is and understanding those personalities who perform sadhana and achieve such goal and beyond, and understanding, getting some inspiration by their example, and then engaging in sadhana with that understanding, then we can actually become free from this anatta. Then next is...
Four has been told. One more?
Bhajan Virodhi.
Vishaya
Brahm. Those philosophies which are against the true conceptions of Srila Bhakti, then this comes under this, especially Mayavad conceptions.
Thank you. We should also know that this is Iron Age or Kali Yuga. We think that we should collect Govardhan Shila and we should worship. We should bring Shalagram Shila and we should worship. Or Dwarka Shila. Or we should do other things, but they will not be fruitful. That is, it has been told, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Vaiva Kevala, Kalau Naas Tevan, Naas Tevan, Naas Tevan. You should always remember. Don't be so much engaged in archan. This is not in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all accept bhava seva, in the line of Rupa Sanatana and others. Anyone can do, but not so fruitful. Your mind is not what? Pure. In archan, shuddha ghee, shuddha butter, shuddha, so many things, paraphernalia are needed. Now you cannot have. You will have to fix your mind in archan. But you cannot do. So, archan is difficult. It was for Dwapar Yuga. Austerities you cannot do. It was only in Treta Yuga or Satya Yuga. So they will, all any process except Nam Sankirtan. There are so many kirtans, Leela Kirtan, Roop Kirtan, and all others. But they are all including in name. So give more emphasis, prominency to chant name in the line what we are telling. Then you will be successful. Otherwise your life, many lives may be given in archan, and then you will have to come on the same point in Kali Yuga. So try to chant name with affection. If no affection, no harm. Anyhow, you should continue serving your Guru there, always in his
guidance.
That is why it has been told, Jantannam Rupa Charita Deva Sukhristanam. Krameena Rasana Manasi Nyuja. Oh, Kirtan. But how? Engaging your mind of the Krishna pastimes and chanting them. Oh, this is so high class of Naam Bhajan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this line. I think our all Guru Parampara is giving, especially in Western countries. Oh, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru. Oh, he engaged all in Nam Sankirtan because they cannot be pure. Their mind cannot be pure. So better they should be first engaged in Nam Sankirtan. So also you should always engage your mind in Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan, especially Swayam He, Krishna and Radha. Nothing. Prajendrananda. No meaning of Hare Krishna or Krishna. Only Prajendrananda and Shyam Sundar. We but prefer Radha Kant, Gopi Kant, Radha Kant, Rash Bihari, like this. So we should note down all these things. Now I think that drama play, they should be ready. In 10 minutes, they should be ready, and we were. So you can, after that, three. Go on, otherwise all are disturbed. Tomorrow, what Kirtan?
So we are discussing the different types of anartas.
I have heard your
four different categories of anartas. One of those categories was just explained. So then there is the next category, which is called Asat Trishna. So Asat Trishna means that we have a Trishna. Trishna means thirst, a desire, a thirst. For what? For the Asat. That which is temporary, that which is not reality. So this is the disease of the conditioned soul within this world. He comes within this world forgetting Krishna, and Maya captures him, and he becomes enveloped by so many illusory material desires. So Asat Trishna is one of the aparads which is arising within the heart of the conditioned soul because of so much ignorance, avidya, of his eternal identity. So now he begins to desire the temporary things of this world. There are four categories of such temporary asat desires. First category is the desires for the ordinary enjoyments of this material world. We see in this material world, everyone is after the three W's, as Sripad Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj likes to tell. Wine, women, and wealth.
Nine D's.
Nine He'll D's. Have to tell the nine D's, I can get them.
Go on.
So, they are desiring temporary sense pleasures of all varieties, unlimited varieties, and their mind is completely absorbed in calculating how they will acquire all these different sensual pleasures. Better house, bigger bank balance, nicer car, better computer, better different wife, different husband. And in this way, the conditioned soul desires mundane sense pleasure, which is obtainable here, within this earthly plane. But also, his desires become even farther extended than that, because he desires to go even beyond this mundane plane within this world and to attain higher temporary material pleasures which are available in upper planets, higher planets within this universe, Swargalok. So he performs so many different types of Vedic ritualistic activities described in Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. And then he desires to be elevated in his next life to go to Swarga to enjoy in different heavenly planets such as the moon planet and so many others. So then another type of desire beyond that is the desire for mystic yogic powers. There are eight different types of siddhis which are obtainable for the conditioned soul within this world if he practices the Ashtanga Yoga system. anima, lagima, prapti, and so forth. He can become smaller than the smallest, great, make himself expand into a very huge size, very big. He can extend his hand out and obtain so many different objects from anywhere that he desires. He can transport himself here and there. So in this way, he desires to have materialistic powers which are on the subtle level. And this is a asat trishna, because these kind of desires will only reward him with temporary happiness. And then the fourth type of asat trishna is the desire for moksha, for liberation. After he has exhausted his attempts within this material world to enjoy, and he realizes that there is no enjoyment here within this world, all is simply a place of misery. Abrahma bhuvana aloka punar arvartin arjuna. Everywhere, from the top planet of this material universe down to the lowest, even Lord Brahma has to die. So he understands this is not worthy of trying to attempt to attain these things. So therefore, he desires moksha, liberation. And he performs so much tapasya, so much penance and austerity, and he cultivates jnana, and he begins to analyze niti neti, not this, not this. And he becomes absorbed in the desire to obtain oneness with the Supreme Absolute in the form of Brahman, all-pervasive absolute. So in this way, all four of these different types of material desires, asat trishna, a thirst for the temporary things of this world, are anartas within the heart. And they must be eradicated in order for a person to enter into the path of pure bhakti. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami tells, Bhukti mukti spriha yavat pishachi yadi vartate Krishna bhakti sukasyatra katam abhyudayo dayet. This means that as long as there is desire for bhukti, material enjoyments within this world, and mukti, the liberation from this world, then how is it possible for the heart to feel the transcendental happiness of pure bhakti? It is not possible. So these are aparad, these types of anarthas have to be given up. So then the next category is Hridaya Dorbalyam.
This option. Very short. Remaining two. Eight.
So, Srila Gurudev, ordered me to speak on the remaining eight anarthas. There are two categories. Each category has four in each one. One is, we have discussed aparad. This aparad is divided, this aparad is offense. Apakataradi yasun aparad. When you do something without affection, it will be an offense. If we'll speak with Vaishnavas without affection, it will be offense. If we'll chant Harinam without affection, it will be offense. So we should try to do all devotional activities with affection. Then it will not be aparad. Here, these aparads have been divided into four. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains. First one is nam aparad. Second one is seva aparad. Third one is aparad to the Swarupa of Krishna. And the fourth one is jiva aparad. That means it will make an obstacle in our devotional service if we'll make any difficulties or offense to any living entity. Jiva aparad. Even non-devotees, even not humans, even trees and animals. We should not commit offenses to any living entity, otherwise it will make an obstacle in our devotional service. So these are four types of offense. Then the next category, last category, is called Hridaya Durbalya, or weakness of heart. What does it mean, weakness of heart? Weakness of heart is manifested in, first of all, Pratishtha Asha, the desire for name and fame. The desire to be honored by others is considered to be a great weakness. After that, Kutinati. Kutinati means diplomatic behavior, duplicity. And then, after that, the next weakness of heart is called the fault finding. That means enviousness of others. Due to being envious of others, one finds fault in them. And the last type of Hridaya Durbalya, weakness of heart, is called tucha asakti, or becoming attached to insignificant things. So in this way, we have completed the description of 16 types of apura, 16 types of anartha.
Then your bhakti may come in nishtha, otherwise not. And if there is no nishtha, no ruchi at all, no taste in chanting, remembering, hearing Hari Katha. So be careful for all these things. Now, what is nishtha, we will explain tomorrow in class. And now, they should be ready for drama play. Jasomati Nanda.
Tomorrow.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow morning, there will be initiations. At 8:30, the devotees who will be receiving initiation, please come to the house where Srila Gurudev stays. And the devotees in Melbourne, shave up. Everybody should be clean cloth, no taking anything and bathing, putting tilak, everything. Come at 8 o'clock and be ready by 8:30 then for initiation. No eating. You can drink some water, but don't take any solid food.
Yasamati Nanda.
And everybody should be recommended by any senior devotee.
You have to take harmonium.
Oh,
very soon. At one. Otherwise.